From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Police in the nation's capital say a medical examiner in Virginia has concluded that this week's death of former White House Press Secretary James Brady was a homicide linked to the wounds he suffered in 1981 when a gunman tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the finding could allow prosecutors to try to reopen the case and charge the assailant with murder.
Brady was Reagan's White House press secretary when John Hinckley Jr. tried to assassinate the president more than 33 years ago. Reagan was shot in the chest and three others were wounded. Brady was shot in the head and he lived the rest of his life partially paralyzed, suffering from short-term memory loss, slurred speech, and constant pain. He died earlier this week from a series of health issues at age 73. An autopsy determined that the cause of death was Brady's gunshot wound and his ensuing health problems. The attempted presidential assassin, John Hinckley, was found not guilty by reason of insanity and has lived in a Washington, D.C. mental hospital. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
A second wave of U.S. airstrikes has hit Islamist militant targets in northern Iraq. The Pentagon says drone aircraft attacked a mortar position, then F-18 fighter jets fired on a convoy and another mortar position. Those attacks followed one this morning in which laser-guided bombs were dropped on a mobile artillery target near the Kurdish regional capital of Erbil. Volkswagen is expanding a recall of minivans which have ignition switches that can be bumped out of the run position. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the move follows the massive recall by GM related to faulty ignition switches.
Volkswagen's recall includes 2009 and 2010 model year Routan minivans. The minivans were made by Chrysler, which also recalled nearly 700,000 of its own minivans for an ignition switch defect. Michelle Krebs is with Auto Trader. She says it appears ignition switch recalls are getting more attention than others. In the case of the Volkswagen recall, no accidents or injuries have been reported.
Nobody wants to get caught in the situation that GM has been caught in.
Krebs says there's a danger consumers will stop paying attention to recalls because there are so many of them. She says the government may need to start calling attention to very urgent recalls, especially ones involving a risk of fire. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.
General Motors is recalling an additional 310,000 vehicles. Most are Saturn View SUVs. The automaker says the keys can be removed when the ignitions are not in the off position. Oracle Corporation has filed a breach of contract suit against Oregon's public plagued health insurance exchange, claiming it's using Oracle software despite $23 million in disputed bills. The exchange, called Cover Oregon, never launched to the general public, and the state blames Oracle. Governor John Kitzhaber is calling for a countersuit against Oracle. Wall Street Today, the Dow closed up 185 points. This is NPR. The United Arab Emirates National Airline has purchased a major stake in Italy's trouble-plagued flag carrier, Alitalia. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports the deal gives Etihad a foothold in European markets.
Etihad bought a 49% stake in Alitalia, injecting $750 million into an airline that rarely made a profit in its 68-year history. Announcing the deal, Etihad CEO James Hogan said Alitalia is a strong airline but a poor business financially that needs to be turned around. The deal took months of negotiations over debt restructuring, proposed job cuts, and other issues that sparked intense opposition from Italian unions. The latest protest came from Alitalia ground staff, which staged wildcat strikes this week that left thousands of passengers' suitcases on the ground. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Hurricane Julio is losing steam as it barrels across the Pacific, and forecasters now say Julio is likely to miss the Hawaiian Islands by about 200 miles. That's just fine with Hawaii's Governor Neil Abercrombie, who says the islands have taken a beating from Tropical Storm Isel, which preceded Julio.
Some locations have received close to 15 inches of rain as Isel has moved through, with more rain coming down. So the rivers are high, the streams are running fast.
And he says Hawaiians should remain vigilant.
Gusting winds and heavy rain is still to come. Do not be fooled by the fact that there may appear to be a lull right now.
Abercrombie is facing a political storm as well. A primary election is scheduled in Hawaii tomorrow. Polls show him trailing his Democratic challenger. If he loses, he'd be the first sitting governor in the state's history to be ousted after one term. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.